Amadon, George Washington, 1832-1913, and Martha Dormer, 1834-1937. George Amadon was baptized by Loughborough in 1853. At the time, he was working on the Erie Canal, driving horses that towed canal boats. Probably in the same year, Amadon began employment as typesetter at the Review and Herald office in Rochester, New York, moving to Battle Creek, Michigan when the office was transferred there in 1855. When the Review and Herald Publishing Association was incorporated in 1861, George Amadon was elected vice president. Altogether, he worked as a printer at the press for about 50 years, also editing the Youth's Instructor, 1858-1864, and 1867-1869. Already 70 years old when the Review building burned down in 1902, Amadon did not move to Washington, D.C. when the press was relocated there, but served as visitation pastor in the Battle Creek Church during his final years. Martha Byington, daughter of John Byington, first General Conference president, married George Amadon in 1860. In 1853, Martha became the first teacher in a school organized by her father in Bucksbridge, New York, thought to be the first Seventh-day Adventist school. Later, she taught Ellen and James White's sons in Battle Creek for a time, as evidenced by an entry in her diary from 1857. She also did domestic work in the White home prior to her marriage and sporadically thereafter. In 1874, Martha Amadon became the first president of the Dorcas and Benevolent Association, later known as the Dorcas Society. In later years, Ellen White liked to recall how, before he came to the Whites in 1853, George Amadon had been a mischievous boy working on the towpath with the horses, but had become one of our main pillars in Battle Creek, whom she regarded very highly. Judging by available correspondence, relations between the Amadon and White families appear to have been consistently positive, with the exception of a period in the latter 1860s. Several of Ellen White's letters from 1869 outline the antipathy to James White on the part of Martha Amadon, Harriet Smith, and Cornelia Cornell during this period, to the point where it would have been good news had you heard my husband was dead. All three women were married to prominent church leaders, who in turn had been influenced by their negative views. Letters from Ellen White to George Amadon in the 1890s and early 1900s show that she placed a great deal of confidence in him, asking him to assist in sensitive matters. This included requesting Amadon to help conciliate in the growing rift between Kellogg and the church.